From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman says he's haunted by memories of people he allowed to be put to death by the state. He specifically remembers the case of Freddie Lee Wright, who Siegelman now believes was executed for a murder he likely did not commit. Along with another former governor, Dr. Robert Bentley, Siegelman recently wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post that explains their regrets and calls for changes to Alabama's approach to the death penalty. Siegelman's views are also affected by his conviction on federal corruption charges, which he contends was largely due to prosecutorial misconduct. Siegelman spoke with WBHM's Richard Banks.
Explain your concerns about Alabama's approach to capital punishment.
Alabama has two anomalies in our death penalty laws that should shake the consciences of everyone. One is the fact that we have 115 people on death row who were sentenced to death after the jury was divided. It was not a unanimous jury. And we have 31 people on Alabama's death row who are there because of what's called judicial override, which is now an outlawed and banned practice in the state of Alabama.
Prosecutors in the U.S. are immune from civil liability. Also, grand jury proceedings are secret. So in your opinion, how does that affect death penalty cases?
Well, it should, again, shock everyone's conscience that because of this 1976 ruling by the Supreme Court, prosecutors have absolute immunity from civil liability for presenting false evidence, false testimony, or withholding exculpatory evidence to get an indictment or a conviction. Prosecutors since the 1970s, since 1976, have been getting 99% of the indictments they seek. And that's explainable when they can present false evidence, false testimony in the secrecy of a grand jury where there's no lawyer or no judge present to rein in a runaway prosecutor who is presenting false evidence.
Why take up this issue now? What's changed? Was there a moment when it clicked?
Yeah, there was a moment when it clicked. It was when I was convicted of something that had only been contrived in the minds of the people who were prosecuting me.
And that was when, in 2006, you were convicted on federal bribery charges?
And yes, it was 2006.
So when that happened, it sort of shined the light on what could happen to other people as well?
When I heard the word guilty, I realized that the system was flawed. And at that moment, I thought about the people whose death sentences I set as Attorney General, and I thought about the people who came before me and asked for clemency while I was governor. And if in everything there is a purpose, or if in every situation one should find a purpose, it was as if God was telling me, okay, Governor, you've seen what's wrong, now go fix it.
How do you feel about capital punishment generally?
Well, I think that generally we should leave death to God and not man's whim. I think that because we know that we errors are occurring on death row, that we need, even if you believe in capital punishment, even if you believe that capital punishment can deter some future crime, the fact that we have it on the books might prevent somebody from committing a horrible act. You want to at least make sure that if we execute someone, we execute the person who actually committed the murder. And the fact is, I know from personal experience, from looking back on those people who came before me as governor, when I had a chance to commute Freddie Lee Wright's sentence, I didn't have the information available to me because it was withheld by the prosecutors. He would not he would not have been executed had I known what I know today, 23 years later.
Governor, thank you.
Thank you.
That was former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman speaking with WBHM's Richard Banks.